How does free outdoor Shakespeare sound? Well, it's going to be coming your way starting a little bit later this week, and we've KJ Gilmer here to talk about it. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are
you
this
morning?
Good morning. It's nice to have you here. And I understand you have a very special production of Hamlet that you're going to be staging. Please tell us about it.
Yes, Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Park's 17th season, a free outdoor Shakespeare for everyone. So we hope everyone will come out. Hamlet, is this particular version of Hamlet, features an all-woman cast. And so we are in Frick Park, Schenley Park, Highland Park, and North Park. And we will be staging this show with a modern twist. And we are using movements by Tomei Cousin and Tanya Lin. So there's some really wonderful dancing. We are also doing a form of voice arrangement called hocketing, which originated in France in the 13th century. If I am misspoke or incorrect, I'm sure someone out there will let me know. But instead of using instruments, the ladies are using their voices.
Interesting.
So in addition to the beautiful language that Shakespeare has written, we are using our voices to highlight the environment, the atmosphere, the mystery, the illusion that comes with the play.
So the orchestration will come from voices behind the acting. Now, you've done all-female productions before, right?
Yes, this is the second all-female production.
What an exciting time. Now, it's the 17th season, and it's Shakespeare for All, Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks, and you're going to be in a lot of different places. Hamlet is going to be staged, I guess you still say staged, even though you're outdoors, September 4th to the 26th. And I'm looking here to see the complete list. You'll be in all the city parks, September 4th and 5th in Frick Park, and then the 10th, Friday, in Schenley Park, the 11th and 12th in Highland Park. These are all in the Pittsburgh area. And then September 11th and 17th in Schenley. And then the North Park Boathouse, the 18th and 19th. And the 25th and 26th in Frick Park. You've got quite a busy time, don't you?
Yes, weekends in September.
Now tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're directing the show. I'm curious how you came to do this. How did you get involved?
I am a costume designer, and I teach at the University of Pittsburgh, where I'm a costume lecturer too. And I also direct, and I, for many, many years, had always wanted to direct, but being a costume designer, that just wasn't something that I found available to me until I directed Lynn Nottage's Intimate Apparel in 2016 at the University of Pittsburgh. And so from there, I began to want to illustrate more stories on stage and bring people together to help tell those stories. And so Hamlet is a bucket list play for so many directors. And so for this one to be, for Hamlet to be my first Shakespeare play to direct, I'm just very honored and excited in working with Jen Tober and the folks at Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. Has just been a really wonderful experience, challenging. I've grown as a director, working with Angela Hsu and Melissa Franklin as Hamlet and Ophelia has been a wonderful opportunity to work with Pittsburgh actresses.
Yeah, you've got a great cast. I see Irene Albee, yes. Sandy Laird,
West
Jenny.
West Virginia University. Yes. Yeah.
Harper York, Joe Getting, Rachel May Pullman, Ella Matsera, you mentioned Melissa Franklin and Angela Sue. And who did I miss? I missed Zanny Laird, I think, yes. Among them. I'm curious.
And I'm sorry, Jenny Hoppus.
Oh, also. I meant, yes, Jenny, who plays Horatio.
Yes.
What would surprise people about costume design for theater? A lot of folks probably look right past that and think, well, that's just there. You know, it just comes along. But it's a challenge, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say that the costumes are just there.
Oh, of course. No. I think a lot of people might feel that way, but it's not so automatic, is it? You really need to put some thought into it.
Yes, a lot of research goes into designing costumes, whether that's you go to the library or you do field research where you actually go to the locations where the project is happening. There's internet research. So all of my directing work, design work, is rooted in research. You can tell what show I'm working on by the piles of books that are in my house. I immerse myself into the time period. As a costume designer, I time travel all the time.
Oh, that's
and
a good
so
way to look.
I immerse myself in these periods, in the music, in the art, in the literature, and the photography, all of it, just to have a bigger playing space of where I can get ideas to create character and what they're wearing. And how they wear it and why they wear it also tells a story.
What a great way to express it. KJ Gilmer, who is directing Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Park's production of Hamlet. You can find all the details that you might need to know at PittsburghShakespeare.com. Anything else you'd like to mention? It's been so nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a wonderful time.
Our pleasure. Thank you. And PittsburghShakespeare.com is where to go for additional details.